Hey, America!
Start listening now!
Hey, Eric.
Hey.
Looks like you got something to say, huh?
Yes, I do, Sam. Hi, everyone. I have been thinking about the number of times I have recently likened our FICMIS, Festival de Cungis, the wonderful, wonderful first national final of the Eurovision season, as their equivalent of the Iowa caucuses. Now, I feel bad, you guys.
Aww.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
I just want you to know, Albania, that we love you, and you would never do what our Iowa caucuses did. And I feel we should strive to be more like Festival de Cungis and less like Iowa.
So you want to bring the orchestra back to the Electoral College, is what you're saying.
You better believe it, Derek! I feel better. I needed to say that.
A little bit of a catharsis there.
A little bit. And welcome to another cathartic episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America, where we had a joke, but then the app stopped working. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Sam.
Well,
Danny's not here this evening, because
he has to do adult things.
Yeah, yeah. This is what happens when you're friends with an actor during Valentine's season, and they're in a production of Romeo and Juliet.
You know, that romantic, happy thing.
Totally. Yeah, nothing goes wrong in that situation.
I saw it once. I missed the last, 10 minutes, but it was very lovely.
Oh, totally, yeah. Totally. Happy Valentine's Day.
You missed the wedding scene.
It's like Game of Thrones.
Oh, no.
That's very apt, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can check us out on social media. You can tweet at us at 12pointsUSA. You can Facebook at us at 12pointsUSA. You can email at us at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. Or you can website at us at 12pointsfromamerica.com.
Yeah, that basically wraps that up. Yeah,
that wasn't weird at all.
You can reach Eric and I directly through Twitter.
Also true.
Yeah, ESC Insider for me, and Eric, E-R-I-K, is tweeting for Eric. Mm-hmm. And Derek is just the man of mystery that we know and love. And
you know, I think I'm going to change my Twitter handle to @TheRealDanny and see how that goes.
People will just think you're Danny Bonaducci.
Tips
on how to get buff and then have no one care about you. Anyway, hey, we have news.
We have so much news.
We have songs this time.
We do.
We did get more songs. We have tripled our number of songs.
Yes.
And if you're listening to this, there's probably even more songs.
Exactly. Because like I said, we are recording this slightly before the first of one of these massive, massive weekends that we're going to have. We're going to talk about some of the coming attractions for this weekend, because we normally publish these things on Friday-ish. Whole bunch of stuff is going down on Saturday. So by the time you listen to us, we're already outdated. I'm wearing mom jeans and a members only jacket, just in that spirit.
I got my Trapper Keeper with all my notes in it. My slap bracelet.
You should see the Lisa Frank stuff that Eric's wearing right now.
I was wearing a starter jacket, then I got stabbed, so now I don't have one anymore. It's great.
Oh, memories. Nostalgia.
All right, so actual concrete
Ken Griffey
news.
Jr. Oh, sorry.
So we do have real, actual results and news and excitement and a name.
I remember these.
Yeah. To the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Czech, yeah, we do.
Sam.
I know. It's not the same without Danny here to make the bad jokes.
Can we, play a clip of Danny
doing something? Derek, hit it.
I'm Danny.
All right. So, unlike many other national finals that are a big television production, we had an online-only national final for the Czech Republic, which is now their third year doing this. It's kind of becoming sort of a quiet highlight of the season, especially in this early stage of the game. They really brought their A game. They had 7 awesome songs. I really, like I said last week, I don't think there was a clunker among any of them. I think it was a very evenly matched competition. Any one of them could have taken it.
Honestly, I'm disappointed that other songs didn't go, but even then, I'd still be disappointed if another song had gone.
Right. You were either going to be delighted or pissed off no matter what the result was.
Something great's not going to make it.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Just the way it is.
Absolutely. But leave something for the second chance rounds and the second cherries and all that good stuff to come.
So I'm kind of curious their process now in retrospect. So they made it online, open to anyone with the Eurovision app.
Right.
Around the world.
Yes.
So there's people in Johannesburg or Rio de Janeiro or Ulaanbaatar who could have just voted for the Czech song.
Absolutely.
And we have no clue what these people sound like live.
I suppose.
That's You know, I hadn't even thought about that, but
technically, yes. But at the same time, a lot of these artists have released acoustic versions of their songs on YouTube and other social media platforms. So if you do a little bit of digging, you can hear what they sound like in a little bit more of an unadulterated, less processed form.
Huh. Yeah. Wanna Be Like on the Piano was really quite moving.
That was immediately where my mind went to. It's like acoustic Wanna Be Like. Now, the two of you voted for Wanna Be Like.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
But there were about three or four that I could have gone for.
Yeah.
What'd you vote for?
I voted for At Least We've Tried, which I loved. Mm. And I feel like it was the best song, so that's what I went with. But I knew this is very arcade-ish. This is a sad boy anthem, you know. So I don't know how I felt about its chances at Eurovision, but I also just kind of felt like I wasn't sure if there was a winner among any of them. As great as they were, if there was one where I just thought, okay, if this gets through, this could be there and then I get to go to Prague next year. There wasn't quite one of those, I don't think.
I kind of disagree. I think that Kimama, which is the song that that eventually did take the title, and we haven't even mentioned the name of the song.
There was a winner.
It's Kimama by Benny Cristo, who, it turns out, is a massive star in the Czech scene, has been for a couple of years now. Very well liked, very well known, very well supported on social media, has a massive fan following. For the international points, which were tallied as sort of a subset of the jury, so there was a whole bunch of jurors from all over the Eurovision world. A lot of well-known...
Lineup was stacked. That was amazing. Yeah. They had Chris Costa.
They had Stig. They had Zala Gasper. They had Kaino. They had Isaiah Firebrace. They had Sebastian Raymond from Finland last year with Gerud Sandstorm. They had Mickey from Spain.
Oh, Mickey.
Kasia Mosch from Poland. Michaela Pach from Malta. And Katarin Duska from Greece.
What a lineup.
That is a lineup I'd take it for.
Absolutely, yeah, right? Yeah.
They had ABBA and Celine Dion, Katrina, but not the Waves. The Waves were...
elsewhere.
Were busy.
Yeah. Sting, for some reason.
But yeah. The international...
Tom Steyer.
He was just trying to shake hands with
Sting. Yeah, yeah.
It was awkward. But yeah, so the international jury points, or the international televote, or not even televote, the app vote, really, had the same weight as an individual member of those juries.
So it was like one more jury was the general.
Exactly. Public. And then there was an additional Czech national public vote as well. So Kimama won the televote from the Czech public and came in second place with the Jury Plus International app.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty solid.
Yeah, definitely.
Which was like, he came in third and fourth, respectively, and somehow still won.
Yeah.
I'd be like, wait a minute.
No, this is pretty evenly matched.
Okay.
I felt especially bad for Barbara.
Yeah,
finished, I think first in that international jury and then dead last in the televote.
Ouch.
That's brutal. And that was a great song, too.
Yeah.
It was different. Mm-hmm. It was not, and I realize this is a somewhat meaningless phrase, not very Eurovision-y, because... as we've talked about, that can be anything. But this really was not very Eurovision-y. And I think you both know what I mean by that.
Right.
That it's just kind of,
yeah.
It's a great song. It would have been weird to stage. It would have been a tough sell. I mean, it was a tough sell because
Yeah.
I think technically, she seems like the kind of person who would come top of the jury and then struggle a bit with a televote in the contest itself, like the way John Lidvick sort of did, or Macedonia.
Right.
But this is the second year in a row that she's tried. I really like both of the songs she's sent so far. Mm. I can definitely see her trying again next year, and I think she should.
Absolutely.
I'd love to see her actually go.
Interestingly enough, she came in tops, or tied for top of the jury last year with True Colors.
Huh.
Yeah, she and Lake Malawi both had 108 points in the jury, and then Lake Malawi came in second place with the public televote after Space Sushi with Barbara.
Of course.
And Barbara came in fourth. So it just, the way that the numbers all kind of shake out. So she came in second place. Oh, sorry. She came in third place last year and third place this year as well. So hopefully she'll come back next year, have another great song, and maybe break into that top position.
I also want to note that it looked like they were doing the televised final and the reveal and so forth at like a Comfort Inn. it just looked like a medium-sized conference room. And I don't know, maybe it was just like the quality of the feed or whatever, and it was nicer than it looked.
Hmm.
It probably was nicer than it looked, but
you kind of
felt
You were kind of wondering if they kind of shuffled everybody out after the feed was done just to set up for the next bar mitzvah that was coming
into
town.
Yeah. Guys, prom is in 20 minutes. These kids have so many balloons. Yeah. And
with the ice sculpture.
Yeah. It also seemed like they struggled to fill time a little bit. I don't know if there was a delay or something like that. I mean, I know it's unheard of for votes to get, you know, delayed or messed up or anything, but doesn't happen in Albania, we know that. I thought it was going to be at least maybe kind of a quick thing. And they had a stage. The artists were all there.
Oh, yeah.
There was a drum kit on the stage. There were no musical performances.
There were musical performances.
Were there?
Not from the acts from this year, though. They had brief interviews with all of them. But they had a quick performance from Lake Malawi.
I missed that.
Yeah, nice. That was at the very beginning. And then they also had a brief performance from their entrant in 2017, Martina Barta, who sang My Turn.
Oh,
yeah. Which was really quite lovely, actually.
Martina Barta.
I know.
Love that song.
2017 is and will probably always remain kind of a blur for me.
A lot of great
for,
songs.
For reasons, anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, Czech Republic, good on you.
Yes, absolutely.
This was good.
No, Benny Cristo, I suppose he's going to do some minor tweaking on the arrangements of it, make it even more of a dance filler. So, I'm really interested in what he's serving up.
Do we see this doing particularly well? I mean, I'm looking.
Say.
It's hard to say at this point, but I see this kind of in a similar position as Lie to Me, coming in like sixth.
Yeah, if it's
doing
staged
really
well.
Solid and being like an enjoyable bit that everyone likes and throws a couple of votes to.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I see if it doesn't do well on the night, I could see it having sort of a bit of staying power and becoming sort of a pan-European low-key hit. Like, this is an absolute summer song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I will absolutely imagine this being played in, say, Romania over the summer as somebody's sitting by a pool and drinking some delicious cocktail or something like that. This is a bop.
And it's entirely possible, too, that it could be, like, the Fuego upset. Like, it does exceptionally well. It just doesn't quite make it.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, but everyone lists is the one that everyone references.
I see it having a good finish. I'm not sure I see it having a great finish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Somewhere around where Lie to Me ended up seems plausible. Should we play a quick clip of K-Mama?
Sure.
Yay!
Yeah, Danny's not here. We're trying to keep, when Danny's around, we're trying to keep his ears a little bit virgin for when we, you know, throw them all at him later. But yeah, I suppose we'll play a little clip.
Yeah, do it. I wasn't always like that. I wasn't born like that. I just work like that. 24/7. K-Mama, you know. Congratulations, Benny Christ.
It's Benny Christo Bjorkman.
It's Benny. It's Monte Cristo.
Ooh, Monte Cristo.
Mm. Oh, so the Count of Benny Cristo.
Ooh.
That's great. When they're tabulating his scores, when they're showing his scores,
it's gonna be.
That's the tweet I'm gonna do. Nobody steal that, by the way. That's mine. I own that. Anyway, Greece has named their artist.
Yeah.
And this was rumored, wasn't it?
This had been highly rumored for a couple of weeks. Yeah. But Stefania Librakakis, just going by Stefania.
Thank you.
Is going to be singing the song Supergirl or Super Earl.
Super Bang Earl.
Super GRL.
With an exclamation point.
That's right.
It's capital super good exclamation point RL.
Yeah. Super G in real life. She's Dutch, isn't she? She has some connection to the Netherlands.
Yeah, she's born and raised in Utrecht. She probably has a just as close of a commute to Rotterdam as our man Django McCroy does, really. But she was born into a Greek-Dutch family. So yeah, Stefania's parents are both Greek. She kind of became a little bit more well-known. She was on The Voice Kids in the Netherlands and then ended up being one-third of the group Kisses, singing the song Kisses and Dancing.
Oh, that's right.
At Junior Eurovision 2016.
We covered this, moving on.
Everything was on fleek.
Even their...
Listen, just because...
Except, ironically, the outfits that said everything on fleek.
I need to say, just because something says it's on fleek doesn't mean it is. I'm just saying.
That is true.
You know how many people who wear those shirts that say no fear are actually very afraid? It's like all of them.
Yep.
So, that's it. That's all I'm saying.
So, Stefania has had a couple of songs out on the both the Greek and the Dutch markets. She's also had a couple of voiceover work. She's done bits and pieces, you know, things that a 17-year-old singer would do, I suppose. I'm assuming she's probably going to be one of this year's youngest artists. She's only 17, but she's got more experience than a lot of people a fair amount older than her. So it's going to be interesting to see what
Christian
she does.
Christian was pretty experienced.
Yeah, Chris Kostov was...
more experienced than some people much older than him, even.
Absolutely, absolutely. Plus, Stefania is going to have a great team behind her. We have the announcement that Supergirl is going to be composed by Dimitris Kontopoulos, who's got an incredible record behind him. He's sent 9 songs to Eurovision over the years. 7 out of 9 of those songs have ended up in the top 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, which songs are we talking about here?
Scream. You Are the Only One. Now, I'm asking you very nicely. Can you just... Yeah, he did Scream. He did You Are the Only One. He did Shady Lady in 2008 for Ukraine. He did Hold Me for Azerbaijan, another second placer. He did Work Your Magic, which to date is still the highest Belarusian ranked entry ever, 2007, sixth place. This Is Our Night and This Is Love for Greece, which is one of the only two that didn't make it to the top 10.
The other one was Cross My Heart, yeah.
For Icel.
Oh.
Cross My Heart and This Is Love are pretty tough.
Yeah, that was all right.
But Scream and You Are the Only One, that's solid.
Yeah.
He's got an amazing pedigree, and it's also the other co-writer,
yeah,
Sharon Vaughn. I mean, it sounds like Greece is really going all in this year.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's a young artist, yes, but she's experienced, and they're spending some money on these songs,
yeah,
songwriters. So.
Definitely. So we don't have a date of when we're going to hear the song, but honestly, everything's got to be into the broadcaster by this time next month, so we'll know soon.
I'm very curious to see what Greece is going to sound like, and staging-wise, because just, this is like in our own experience, what Bulgaria did with Christian. They got a young, talented, experienced artist, hired a hell of a songwriter, and really just went all in.
Right.
And I can see Greece coming in top 5, if everything works.
If everything works.
Because they're gunning for it.
Mm.
Why only top 5?
Who knows?
Because you never know. I mean, there's going to be factors.
All right, I suppose.
On the podium.
Sure.
Certainly there are.
They're certainly trying for it.
Yeah, this is not a song I would immediately discount.
It could also not qualify. Who knows?
Yeah.
But they're looking they're looking for a really, really solid result.
Yeah, definitely. All right. We also have another new addition to the roster. We don't have a song yet, but for Israel, we have Eden Alene. Eden Alene? Eden, I think it's Eden Alene.
Eden Alene, like the torch.
Eden Alene.
Yeah, for creme brulees.
Ooh.
I should make creme brulees. Guys, I'll be right back.
So Eden Alene is just known as Eden, I suppose, is the winner of the 3rd series of the X Factor Israel. And then she ended up doing the national final, which is Rising Star, and won the whole thing. She is only 19 years old. She'll be 20 by the time her semifinal hits. From Jerusalem, born to Ethiopian-born parents, which is really cool.
Some real ethnic diversity so far this year.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, hopefully that'll be a consistent trend. I'd like to see more.
And you've got Tiangu McCroy, who is
Scottish
and Surinamese,
yes,
and Dutch.
Let's see, you got Stefania, like we said, who's Dutch.
Greek Dutch.
Benny Cristo is Czech and Angolan, which is really cool. Supposedly he speaks Portuguese, which is nice because Portugal is actually in that semifinal, so you got Sandro for Cyprus who is German, American, Greek. It's a really cool little patchwork of people.
Everyone is either Greek or Dutch. Or both. That's why Stefania is going to win. You heard it here first, America, and whoever else listens to this.
You know, if one of these songs wins that we jokingly said, they're going to win. Definitely pull in this clip later.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's my plan.
I'm going to say every country's going to win. And just focus on that.
San Marino.
We called it.
We've got a little bit more news from France. We don't have a name of the song or anything like that, but we know that the French broadcaster will release their song for Tom Lieb on February 16th. So it'll be like a fashionably late Valentine's gift, which I think is just so French.
I suppose, yeah.
What?
They're not known for their punctuality, no.
Just fashion. Hello. You thought I forgot about you. No. I give you a gift of song. Hello, I'm Tom Lieb.
France. Oh, and we have songs from Armenia, who should definitely win.
Yes. Love to go to Yerevan. Are you kidding me? Yeah, so their national final is going to be on February 15th. These songs were released this morning from our point of view, so Wednesday morning.
Yeah, it's Wednesday here in the past.
Hi. So, yeah, there are a couple of interesting ones. Athena Manoukian, a lot of people were looking at the song for Tokyo 9.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And I think Vladimir Arzamanian, who was the junior Eurovision winner, I think he's got some potential well with his song What's Going On Mama, which I think is interesting because the song that he won junior Eurovision with was just called Mama. So I don't know if this is just a natural progression.
She's just not listening to him.
Mama, what's going on, Mama?
Yeah.
Mom, you there? Mm-hmm. Hello?
In 2024, he's going to go again and have a song that's called something like Mom, Oh My God, or something. Or it'll be like a Cats in the Cradle situation and they won't have time for each other. I made myself sad. I need to cheer up. Derek, can you play some, like, cheering up music? That's better. Okay.
That's the stuff.
That song can be used for anything.
It really can.
I'll say, I haven't listened to Armenian songs yet. I'm really excited about it because they consistently send interesting things.
Yeah.
It's a lot different than kind of the conventional pop structure and style. So,
yeah. Armenia's had a few of my favorites over the last decade or two.
Yeah, same.
I mean, Love Wave.
Oh, yeah.
Not Alone.
Mm-hmm.
The live performance was not there, but Walking Out was very good.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, the studio was brilliant.
I feel like they're long overdue for a win, for sure, but at least a very solid result again.
I think so, too.
And their last 2 years were, like, their worst, and then their worst again.
But they weren't bad songs.
And they were not bad songs, which is a shame.
Yeah.
Because there were far worse songs that qualified, even. Yeah.
And they also do so well at Junior, generally speaking. Yeah. And I just, you know me, I'm a travel junkie. I will go basically anywhere. I really want to go to Yerevan.
I'm looking for an excuse.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The food is good. The brandy's even better from what I hear.
You know who I think should win for them is System of a Down.
I would die if that happened.
How cool would that be?
We're going to have Rammstein for Germany, System of a Down for Armenia.
Yeah.
Okay with that.
Bring back Hatari, Ave Esh.
Yep.
Eurovision Medal Contest.
That would be so cool.
Host Lordi giving the points.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Have Lordi's hosted, definitely got to
be there. Oh, when they do the cover roulette. Game. That would be so awesome.
Send Varg Vikernes from Norway.
No, don't do that. No, do not do that.
That seems bad.
That's a bad
Norway, idea. Don't do that. That guy is not great. And then the UK can send, I don't know, Rob Halford.
Hey, I'd be down for that.
For some reason, he shows up with a ballad. It doesn't make any sense.
Hey, it stands out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Next up on 12 Tangents from America, we've got some semifinal results.
Yep. First semifinal over in Sweden's Melody Festivalen happened last Saturday, so that opened February 1st over in Linköping. We had, as is usual, we had 7 songs in the running. 2 went directly to the final in Stockholm. That's The Mamas, who were the backing group for John Lundvik with Move.
Yay.
And Robin Bengtsson, who went on with the song Take a Chance.
Oh, are they who that Armenian person was singing for? The Mamas? Never mind.
Mamas, yes.
Yeah, see,
he was
aren't I funny?
Oh, that would be great. Well, and then they had have them run right after each other in the running order. Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah. That would be great if we could have a running order where the song titles told a story.
I agree.
Like if on a winter's night of travel.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a literary reference right there.
Mm-hmm.
Check out If on a Winter's Night of Traveler by Italo Calvino.
And this was Derek's Literary Corner.
That's the one of the most famous books written in second person, is it not?
That's probably up there, yeah.
I don't think I can remember that.
That was Eric's Literary Corner. Sam, you're up.
How now, brown cow? So we had, like I said, we had 2 songs go right to the final, direct to the final.
Both returning artists, strangely.
Technically.
Which is a little disappointing, but it's nice to get some fresh blood in there. And it's just kind of weird to see someone like, I did this last year, I'm doing it again.
Right.
But I think the Mamas going to the front of the stage and doing their own thing. I think
it's
really
well
cool.
Deserved.
And Robin.
It's Robin. Yeah. Coming in 3rd and 4th place, you don't know who was 3rd, who was 4th. I'll reveal all that after Melody Festival and is all over and done with. Moving on to what they call the second chance round, the Andre Hansen round, is Malu Pritz with the song Ballerina and Felix Sandman with Boys with Emotions, which was kind of considered one of the favorites to take the whole thing.
Yeah.
So to see him go to the second chance
too
round
was kind of high up there.
So it's kind of surprising to see them head to the sort of repechage round, but they live to fight another day.
You know, I got to say, I really like the idea of Boys with Emotions. The song, the people too, I guess. But I don't know. It's lyrically very undaring.
Mm.
It broaches a subject that should be talked about, and I really appreciate that. But
it's just not quite.
No,
it's not doing it enough.
It feels just like they kind of walked it in.
Mm.
They're there's potential there with the concept and the idea, but musically it's not that spectacular, and lyrically it...
And even the presentation, it felt a little bit derivative. It looked a lot like Dance You Off from...
It really did look like Dance You Off, yeah.
I'll say though, and this is like a huge digression, if we don't have to get into it right now, but last few years Sweden has had kind of a problem with the, I don't know if I want to go this far, but semi-toxic male narrative in the songs, and you could sort of read it that way.
Yeah.
Even Is It Too Late for Love, if you really look into the lyrics, sounds a little obsessive.
A little bit,
like, it
yeah.
just, it, every, all the songs just kind of have this weird, unhealthy view of relationships and love, and I think, and I'd be kind of nice to see something very different.
Agreed.
In that regard.
Or, you know, just a female singer, which they haven't had in a couple of years.
Yeah, where are the women at in Sweden?
They're all in the mamas.
Oh. You know, honest to God, if the mamas go through, that would be...
I would be thrilled.
Amazing. A gospel female group from Sweden. I mean, at least they're sending something genuinely different.
Yeah, and granted, one of them is actually American.
Represent.
Heck yeah. Love the three.
Can you imagine if they got in and won? Can you imagine being John Lundvik that day? It was just like...
But what?
I was the problem? Like, what?
Yes, John, you were the problem.
Yeah. Oh, it was too late for love. Stop asking.
Anyway, we'll have another semifinal from Sweden this upcoming weekend over in Gothenburg, or Göteborg. And we're actually going to... It was a bit of interesting news this week. We had our lineup for weeks now of who was going to be singing what song. We, of course, don't know the songs until basically the week of. But on February 2nd, it was announced that Thorsten Flink was going to be singing something in Swedish that I can't quite pronounce right. Derek, you want to give it a try?
I'm not Derek.
Sorry.
What are you pointing at me for?
Eric, you want to give it a try?
Do you have it written down?
It's...
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
I like dropped all the way down. Thorsten Flink.
Singing. So Thorsten Flink.
It sounds like a Woody Allen character.
Yeah, he sounds like the guy whose books get dumped like 15 minutes into the teen comedy. But then he turns out to have the heart of gold or some nonsense.
Well, evidently Thorsten Flink
does Michael
not...
Sarah.
Evidently, he does not have a heart of gold. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah.
He has been disqualified from Melodifestivalen from appearing on the show due to criminal charges of unlawful threat and vandalism. So, needless to say, the folks over at Swedish National Television quickly played around with their Rolodex.
He jumped
Rolodex.
Christopher Bjorkman's car.
He keyed it. It seems like kind of a petty... I don't know what the threat was, but like vandalism seems like kind of a petty crime. To...
How old is this guy?
Is Thorsten Flink?
Yeah.
Is
he just like a kid?
He's almost 60.
Yeah, he's an old guy.
Yeah, he's pushing like 60. 20. He's 58, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't do the bamboo caning like they do in Malaysia.
What did he do?
I don't...
Allegedly.
Yeah. He's allegedly.
I always got to say allegedly.
Allegedly.
Like with the JFK assassination.
Allegedly, yes. But needless
Thorsten
to say...
Thorsten Flink killed JFK?
He is almost 60. I don't know. I don't
time
know
when it works out.
I mean, 2-year-old Thorsten Flink.
They would never suspect that.
No, never.
So...
No, I had no idea.
You know, if we continue on with this, Thorsten Flink is going to track us down and kick our butts. You know that, right?
He's just going to vaguely threaten us and vandalize us.
Or damage our car. And he's 60. We could take him.
That's true. I'm a weakling. Anyway, he's been replaced by Jan Johansson, who does have a Eurovision pedigree. He actually sang for Sweden in 1995, coming in third place. So pretty solid record there. Sang the song Se på mig, third place. Lovely ballad. Very, very mid-90s. Like, you can see the song on YouTube, and it just feels like something out of a northern climate from the mid-90s.
It was very timely then. I mean,
yeah.
It hit that target pretty well, I would say.
Oh,
It feels very much of the era.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, coming in third place at Eurovision in the mid-90s, that's pretty damn solid. So, yeah. So we'll see how that adaptation has gone for them, because they really just made that swap within the last 3 or 4 days.
If it's a solid singer and a solid song, he can probably step in and do it.
True. And I'm imagining that Flink's original version of it didn't have massive choreography. It's not like he was doing some sort of high tempo pop number or anything like that, I would imagine. So it's not like he's doing high kicks or, you know, death drops or anything like that.
And they're not bringing in a rookie.
No,
either.
No.
So
bringing a seasoned professional. But yeah, so we'll find out what's going on with the second semifinal this Saturday. So the fourth semifinal happened on February 1st, covering singers and songs from Western Norway, and the song Over the Sea by Magnus Bulkan taking the ticket. There's a really interesting pedigree and the songwriting team for Over the Sea. Along with Magnus Bulkan himself, it was written by Alexander Rybak.
Ooh.
Oh.
And Joust.
Whoa.
Yeah, those are two names I wouldn't have expected to go together.
Yeah.
Fairy so Tale meets too. Grab the Moment. So grab the fairy tale and bring it over the sea, evidently. Yeah.
We don't
and
get
that's
it.
How you make a bad joke. Hey. We will have our final semifinal coming in on Saturday, the 8th, with singers and songs from Northern Norway.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it's going to be a polar bear and a reindeer.
And Fred from Kano.
We should be so lucky.
So it's the 5th semifinal?
Yeah.
I feel like they're using a very loose definition of the word semifinal. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really more of a heat that leads into a final, I guess. I suppose. It's not like there are two of them, but...
I'm just making conversation.
Yeah, totally.
How are you guys doing?
Yeah, all right. It's all good. So this weekend, like I said, we've got the semifinals again in Sweden and Norway. We've got our first semifinals coming up in both Iceland and Ukraine. We've got second semifinals in Lithuania and Poland. But the big ticket events coming up this weekend are the national finals for Australia, Latvia, Italy, and the finale of the X Factor in Malta, which will decide the singer, but not the song, for the Little Island Nation. And if you're counting Destiny Chikuniere, junior Eurovision champion, she's still in the running. She's got a 1 in 4 chance, probably higher than 1 in 4 chance, let's be honest.
I think she's got it.
It's hers to lose for sure.
You never know.
I mean, they could saddle her with a bad song, but I doubt they're going to do that.
You know, what would be great is if Malta won.
That would be...
The island would implode out of sheer joy if they won.
And it would then sink under the ocean with all the influx of Eurovision.
Ooh, Atlantis 2021.
Yay!
I mean, think of all the Game of Thrones scenes we could reenact.
Oh.
Like the wedding.
That was probably in Croatia, though.
That one probably is.
Yeah.
A lot of the Dothraki stuff, I think.
All right. Yeah. Which one thing here are you most excited for?
Oh, my God. Considering that Australia's only had one national final before this year, I like seeing what they're doing with this new format. Mm-hmm. You know, it's still pretty new to them, and they've got some great, great songs I'm really excited about. The only problem is that it is at the butt crack of dawn, our time zone.
Mm. It's very, very rude.
Okay, so what other creative countries? It's at
given the last
it's
week,
at Sparrow's
it's a pretty
Fart.
Accurate description of our country.
That's fair.
But yes, the Australian National Final, if there's enough coffee, maybe I'll get up to watch it. And if not, then hopefully I'll find an on-demand stream that won't be spoiled. What about you guys? What are you looking forward to?
Tops for me has got to be Latvia. This field is super good. It's got 9 songs. There are at least five here that I would be thrilled to see in Eurovision. A few I could see doing incredibly well, potentially.
Mm.
We've got, I've talked about some of these before. Celeste with Like Me is just sort of a low-key, kind of sad bop.
Yeah, not a bop, more of a groove, would you say?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Jam?
Yeah, it's a diet bop.
No calories.
We've got Edgar's Tritomite. We've got Ananana with Polyester, which is the not Billie Eilish song about t-shirts. Yep. Bad Habit Sail With You. And it looks like she's last in the running order. Samantha Tino is still breathing.
Yep.
Which is probably my favorite from that group. It's, that one is like bop and a half.
Yeah. And that's in a time zone that we can watch reasonably well.
Yeah.
If you're watching from the United States.
Yeah, I'll be running a quiz bowl tournament, but I'll mostly just be watching that.
All of the questions will be about Latvia.
That's right, yeah.
And Tritomite, evidently.
And Tritomite.
Question number one, what is Tritomite?
Some kid's gonna punch it and be like, it's the thing from Avatar.
That's like, unobtainium.
I know, but that's why it's wrong.
Minus 5.
Yeah. Anyway.
Derek, what are you looking forward to this weekend?
Australia, obviously. They're like my favorite country.
Crikey.
Not just in Eurovision, just in general.
No, that's not true. I'm excited about Australia just in general because every year I feel like they really put their heart into it. They send some really good stuff. Even if it doesn't do too particularly well, my boy. It feels like they genuinely care.
Mm.
A lot. And like, I feel like every now and again, a country will just kind of slough it and just send something, whatever. I feel like every time they put their heart into it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine getting the special invite like Australia did because they're extremely not in Europe and then they just start mailing it in? That'd be weird.
They would have been like, okay, you had your fun. I'll go home.
Yeah, I don't think they take this opportunity for granted.
No. And victory is definitely within reach for them.
Yeah.
They just...
Yep.
Need Absolutely. To get over their televote issue, which I think they could do fairly easily. I think they, if Portugal can do it, they can find a song that's got the mass appeal. But absolutely. Like they've done so phenomenally well with the juries multiple times. Mm-hmm. Not every time, but pretty consistently. It's just getting the televote on board, and that would just push them over the edge.
I feel like there are going to be some small voting blocks that are just never going to vote for Australia because they just don't. They don't believe in Australia. They don't believe
it's
in
not
the,
a real place.
They don't believe in the concept of Australia, so they won't vote for it. It's not real.
They have bats and wombats? What is a wombat?
Wallabies?
Do they
I'm making a funny gesture with my face. I don't know. Anyway, that block's not that big. If the song is good enough, they can bust through in the televote.
Maybe they'll just wear down those other countries' defenses. Like, oh, I guess they're not going anywhere. Fine, we'll vote for you, Mitch Tambo, or Didiri, or whoever it is that goes.
If anything the last few years have taught us, it's Portugal, Bulgaria, anybody could win this. Israel, anyone could win this. Mm-hmm. If the song is right, people are going to vote for it. It doesn't matter where it's from.
Absolutely. Very, very true. Another thing that you can't deny, possibly because the show is on for hours and hours and hours, and it kind of sucks your fans in, like the giant black hole that it kind of is, you can't deny the power of Italy's Sanremo Festival.
It's gold standard.
It really is. It's what Eurovision is kind of based on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the great grandpappy.
Yeah, if there's no Sanremo, there's no Eurovision.
Basically not. We love it. It's a entity unto itself. You got 24 songs in the running, plus it seems like an endless cavalcade of interval acts and spoken word performances and dances that have nothing to do with anything and interviews with celebrities that what the heck are you doing there? And yet you can't keep your eyes away from it. It's 7 hours of musical goodness in a language that I only understand maybe about 60% of if I'm listening really, really closely.
Oh, is that all?
They say pizza and cannoli every now and again. Uh-huh. I catch that.
There mozzarella.
You can get really far with gestures too.
That's true.
But yeah,
shout out to the Italian gesture emoji, by the way.
Yeah, Unico, good on you.
Friend.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's a clear indicator that they are rooting for Italy to win.
Right.
And so am I.
so yeah, we will have our answer of who's singing for Italy on Saturday. Well, I'm assuming we will. We will have a winner of Sanremo, but that's not necessarily who's going to Eurovision. So all of these singers,
that's
all 24
true.
Of them, have submitted a yes or no secretly to the folks over at Rai saying, if I win, I will go to Eurovision, or I will not. We don't know what those answers are.
That's going to be a game changer, though, when they announce it.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of hype going for Italy general.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When we have that song nailed down, it's going to be waves.
And as of the time of this recording, our possible leader is an old friend. Is that right?
Yeah. Francesco Gabani right now is leading after the first 2 days of competition, where every artist sings their song once. The only thing is that was voted on entirely by an internal jury. There was no public vote on that. So the eventual winner is bringing in a whole bunch of other votes into the final call. What goes on here isn't necessarily what goes on Saturday.
Right,
Mahmoud
right.
was nowhere to be seen those first couple of days. It's when the people brought in the public vote. Mm-hmm. That's when things changed.
Well, I feel like the public likes him, though.
Oh, yeah. And especially now.
It seems like he could win. I mean, if he wins, what's the percentage that he goes? Is it just zero?
I would imagine it's somewhat low. I can imagine he'd barely be like, oh, I've been there, done that.
Uh-huh.
Or let's have somebody else have a turn.
Or he knows, like, Sir
Hat. I will only go for San Marino.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at, like, Sir Hat, the second time he went, he was in control and he could decide everything. And if Gabani sat back for a couple of years and thought, you know what, let's do this again, let's do it right this time.
Yeah, no monkey. There was, for the record, there was no monkey on the stage as he performed at San Remo. Just him and his piano and, you know, the full orchestra.
So who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, it's entirely possible. He could be like, you know, I'm taking it.
Yeah, unless the tactical nuclear penguins have something to say about that.
They're so strong.
They're very tactical, so I mean,
they're singing about Ringo Starr, so why the heck not?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's going to be a crazy weekend, and honestly, the weekend after is also going to be crazy. It's just going to keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. We're going to hear more and more of these songs. It's just, I say this every week, it's drinking from a fire hose at this point.
Yeah.
It really is,
exciting
and I love
stuff.
It. So, interestingly enough, Eric, you've been keeping tabs on a poll on Twitter that our friend Ellie from ESC Insight has done. The sort of, have you heard the winning song? Just ask the ether. And Eric, you've kind of been keeping tabs on that. How's that looking?
Well, it has slowly been creeping up, which, I mean, it's going to, because we hear more songs, we hear things like
mm-hmm.
that. But I looked today, and the people who said, yes, I have heard the winning song, is up to almost 40%.
Wow.
And I just want to know, what are you guys thinking it is?
I don't necessarily think it's any of the songs that have been selected officially for Eurovision, considering we only have three of them at this point. We've got...
Well, sure.
Actually, we haven't even mentioned the fact that Blas Cantó has released Universo for Spain.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Because that was released like right after we recorded last week. So,
it was fine.
So, yeah, that's there. Yes, Spain, Universo. Listen to it if you haven't already. Okay. So yes, we have three songs right now.
Yeah.
So they're hearing something out of the national finals.
And I mean, it's I know that they're not saying that, like, is one of the Eurovision songs the winner. It's
right.
Have you heard the winner?
Right.
So it could be We All Poop, or well, it can't be anymore. But I'm intrigued. I are people thinking it's Benny Cristo? Are people thinking it's someone from Norway? Could it be Rayleigh with Wild?
Right. Mm.
Could it be Samantha Tina with Still Breathing?
Nope.
No?
It's an interesting thing, though. Usually when that song comes out, it's pretty obvious what everyone's thinking.
Mm. Yeah. And I don't think there's been one like that, which is why I'm so surprised that 40% of the people are like, yep.
I feel like they
heard something and were like, that's it. That's the winner.
I think that a lot of people, especially when the Sanremo songs were just starting to come out, I think a lot of people were looking at Andromeda by Elodie as a possible one to take it. I think that people are sort of obsessed with Cicciolina in Finland, or Bananas for Finland as well.
Yeah. Forgot about Bananas.
Yeah.
How could I forget
about
that?
I think a lot of people are listening to Samantha Tina. I think that there might be a small, crazy group, myself included, that think that maybe Rebellion by Blasted in Portugal could take some sort of momentum.
Mm.
It's a bit of a dark horse, but I mean, you never know what people, especially the Eurovision fans, what they're going to glom onto.
I'm going to throw out another dark horse, just because... It's probably my favorite song of the cycle so far. I don't know how likely this is to make it out of its national final, but I've talked about how important it is to have a song that just kind of has it, that you can just sort of see having something.
Yeah.
Like I said it about Spirit in the Sky, and that didn't win, but it did win.
It did win the public.
The public vote. So what I'm about to say is gospel. Just remember that. probably not.
Huh. Because, man of the people.
What's that?
You're a man of the people. People.
Yeah, that's right. The song Yes by Ben and Tan from Denmark.
I do love that.
It is very of Monsters and Men-ish. There are a handful of quite good songs in the running for Denmark.
Yeah.
But when I listen to this, I think about joyful and spiritous staging.
Yeah.
Think about like History, Navi Band from a few years ago.
Oh yeah. Same vibe.
Yeah, it's a similar vibe to that, except it's in English, and this is nothing against Navi Band, but English tends to do better.
Generally speaking, it just
kind of is. If this is really well staged and really well sung, and you can see the chemistry that those two have.
God, I hope they have chemistry.
And if they don't, this is dead.
Yeah.
But if they have it, if the performance is great, I genuinely believe that that could be it.
We shall see what happens.
Yeah. You heard it here first.
We shall see. Yeah. Denmark is going to have one of the last national finals this year, so we're not going to have an answer on that regard until March 7th.
Well, and that's another thing that could make a difference. If there's a lot of pop, if there's a lot of sad boys, and that sort of thing, that is going to jump out. I really think it is a good enough song, and the potential is genuinely there. But at the same time, it may not even make it out of the first part.
Okay.
Listen to that song, though. Yes, by Ben and Tan from Denmark. It's fantastic. It's so far my number one song of 2020 Eurovision.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. Well, I mean, this is the point in the Eurovision preseason where we are talking so much about the news. We don't necessarily even need one of our special topics, honestly. We've been talking for minutes and minutes and minutes. So honestly, at this point, why don't we just call it a night, guys?
I think so. I think we've covered everything there is to say.
And how much you want to bet that the moment that we press stop on the recorder, we're going to have news from like four other countries.
Probably, but...
Just embrace the inevitable. Yeah. Change, it's going to happen.
Wait, Poland's doing two songs! Wait.
What?
They're embracing the post-truth world and sending two songs because they know that no one is going to tell them they can't. So screw it.
I, for one, welcome our new Polish overlords.
Yeah.
Palisze, palisze.
Palisze. Fire. Folks, you can check us out on social media. That's 12pointsUSA on Twitter, 12pointsUSA on Facebook, 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com, and 12pointsfromamerica.com. If you're enjoying the show, maybe give us a quick review. Maybe give us a really good review or not. I don't know. If you listen to the show and hate it, fine.
Just tell us about it.
Yeah.
Let us know. Because we want to make it better.
Yeah. If you miss Danny, so do we.
We have a little glass of wine over by his chair, like Elijah. You know, it's... That's a reference right there.
Yeah.
Danny will most likely be back next week, unless he's just been sucked into method acting for Romeo and Juliet, and he's, you know...
Paris
or
Mercutio.
Yeah. If you start, yeah.
He's stabbing his friends.
Leonardo.
Oh no.
Oh God, no. Well, on that note, I'm Samantha.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Eric in America.
Stop listening now.
With the name Tom Lieb.
Tom Lieb.
Tom Lieb.
It's probably Leb.
Leb.
Je ne sais pas. Je suis...
It probably is Leb.
Leb.
Je ne parle pas. Tom Lieb. Très bien.
Je ne sais pas.
It's right up there with buffalo chicken kickers.
No, it's buffalo chicken.
Buffalo chicken kickers. Yeah.